This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Mission. We're located in Walker, Louisiana. After Katrina came there several years ago in New Orleans, we moved up here to Walker and built a new chapel, a new bookstore. And that reminds me, we have a Gracious bookstore, and we have a catalog of all of our, what we sell, our old Puritan preachers and all the great old saints of God, their ministries. And we have books by Spurgeon and Whitfield and Mac Shane and John Gill and all of those, Bunyan. And I'll send you a catalog if you'd like. So if you will, I'll give you the mailing address at the close of the service. But this is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan this morning. Come on, Dan, let's go. We're looking at this study, have been for several weeks now, on the second coming or the soon coming of our blessed Lord. And all of these messages will be on CDs, and I'll be glad to quote you a price on them when we get through. And I'll also remind you of the set that we have on Satan, the god of this world. The CDs are $1 a piece, plus postage. And so let's get back to our study. Let me go back and quote, re-emphasize, who are the saints of God? We're looking at the Lord being glorified in his saints. The saints of God are those men and women who have been set apart by the Spirit of God, separated, saved by the blood, and have lived under the teaching of the Holy Spirit, who have loved and obeyed their Lord. His saints are those who know the Lord, and they can say, I know whom I have believed, according to 2 Timothy 1. They're taken up with the person and work of Christ. That's what the saints are, my friend. They talk about him. They praise him for dying for them. And they admire him and what he has done for them, through them, in them, there on the cross. There's no place here for false discipleship or empty religious profession. No, sir. Brother, sister, you just won't be there. You know. Listen, you don't know the Lord because you don't talk about him. I mentioned that in our last study. The evidence of folks don't know the Lord, they don't talk about him. And I heard a story. This pastor went to the hospital to see a friend of his was not well, and he got in there, and the man complained, everything. The bed was too hard, and not enough light in the room to read by, and the nurses were sharp with him, and just one thing after another. And he said, my friend, is anything wrong with the Lord? You got anything to criticize the Lord for? Oh, no. He said, well, let's talk about the Lord then. That kind of cut him sharp, didn't it? But anyhow, my friend, you rejoice in your church. You find you're rejoicing in things, pleasures, family, your business, your children, your mules and horses, bank account, your friends, my friend, brethren. In the average church today, if he were here, you would talk about him. You would praise him for being there. How could Christ be glorified by or in those who do not trust him, who have never come to a saving knowledge of the Lord? They are not saints. Those folks are not saints. The Lord was admired in all of them that believed in that day, the scripture said. Here we notice the testimony of the apostles concerning Christ. They saw him in the body, and they bore witness that he was God manifested in the flesh. They saw his holy life and testified of it. They saw his death and witnessed that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. They saw him risen and witnessed of his resurrection. They knew that that tomb in Joseph's garden was empty. They saw him rise into heaven and witnessed him at the right hand of God making intercession for what? For him, for them, for us. They knew he was there. He was a living reality in their hearts and in their lives. They were satisfied to go to prison for him, to be burned at the stake for him, as a living testimony that Christ lives. He is and was a living reality, my friend. Now, that's a missing note in our present-day religious lives. The missing note is Christ. Now the question arises, by whom will Christ be glorified and admired? Our text says every saint will glorify Christ in himself and admire Christ in himself. Do you know, my friend, that throughout eternity, listen now, wake up, throughout eternity, every saved soul will be a wonder to himself that such a poor creature as I should be thus perfected, brought to heaven. Can you even imagine that, my friend? Like to have a kind of a popular cliche now. Can you wrap your arms around that, my friend? That you be there in heaven if you get there, and you will marvel that the Lord brought you there. I can't, my friend. I can't fathom that. I cannot. I can believe it. I can enjoy it. I can be, it's pleasure for me to realize. I don't know what heaven will be. You don't either. I have no clue. But my friend, the Lord will be there. And I know that's one of the things that kind of angers me or makes me angry sometime or sad sometime, that I hear these folks on the radio talking about long to go be with mama. A lot of our little old popular songs, when I see mama and papa in heaven. My friend, I'm not going there to see mama and papa. That won't be my desire. My desire will be to see him who died for me. Oh, my friend, would you listen? Would you listen? As you and I walk the streets of glory throughout eternity, we will marvel that the Lord saved us. We'll marvel. I know this will be true in my own case. I will forever admire and adore such everlasting, eternal grace, matchless love that brought me to heaven through the redeeming blood of the Son of God. It's true to me now. I sit amazed right now, this morning, as I sit behind this microphone and look out over the horizon, literally, and to see the world going to hell without warning. Not without warning completely, because folks have been warned. We send this message out. The scripture says, watchmen, watchmen, what is the night? This ministry here, Radio Mission, in all of its mission places, in all of its outreaches, and the Bibles that we sell, and the books that we publish, all of those things are warning. Don't come here. Don't come here. You know the story of the man, the old rich man, they call him, who sat there, where Lazarus sat at his gate and licked the sores. And it says, and the rich man died and went to hell. And in hell, where folks deny, I have friends of mine who tell me there's no such a place. No such a place. They tell me that it's just like a dead dog on the interstate. I read an article by a leading Baptist evangelist who put out a little paper on a weekly basis. And it was a question and answer series in that paper by him. And one of the questions was about hell. And he answered, and I'm not going to tell you who it was. I won't do it. But he said, I'm not really sure that there is a literal hell. Now, my friend, I read that with my own two eyes. Oh, listen, folks. This man has spoken all over the world on radio and TV, held meetings all over the world, and so-called led folks to Jesus all over the world. And he made that statement. I didn't take it out of context. The person wrote in and asked him about hell. And he said, I'm not real sure that there is a place called hell. Now, my friend, I can answer him. There is a place according to God's word. It's our voice of authority. It's our word of authority. If you don't believe the Bible, my friend, you have no hope. If you cast aside the Bible, you have no hope. No, sir, my friend. I hold up my Bible here in my pulpit, and I say, folks, this is God's word. unbroken, verbally inspired. Believe it and be saved. Disbelieve it and go to hell. Now, how can you tell me that you believe God's word when it speaks a lot more about hell than it does about heaven? And this man, great man, so-called, great man, I've heard him preach, said, I'm not real sure that there is a place called hell. There is a place, my friend. There is a place. One day. And I know his salvation is between him and the Lord. I consign nobody to that place, so that's not my business. But I tell you, if you don't know the Lord in the saving grace, if his blood has never been applied to your heart, oh, my friend, you can just take this example. When the Lord passed through Egypt that night, the death angel, if the blood was not on the doorpost and on the lintel, the top of that door, if the blood had not been there, the firstborn of everyone in that house, the firstborn would have died. Just like Pharaoh's children, Pharaoh's camels, Pharaoh's horses, Pharaoh's donkeys, Pharaoh's slave, every one of them where there was no blood died, my friend. That's a literal fact. And I'm telling you, the Bible is facts. It's not a fantasy world. It's not a something somebody dreamed up. The Lord dictated every jot, every tittle, every comma, every question mark, every jot and tittle. The Lord inspired those men to write it down. And it's been preserved, my friend, all of those years. I don't know how, not my business. But, my friend, I believe it. I believe every word of it. It says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. I believe that. It says that there is a hell. I believe that, my friend. There's a heaven to win. I believe that. And it says the Lord is not willing that any should perish. I believe that, my friend. The blood is a secret, my friend. The blood on the doorpost was a secret that particular night. But my friend, are you saved? Can old Trailblazer just stop for a moment and ask you? I have folks listening to me all over the world, my friend. You may turn it off and stomp out and go outside and cuss and raise hell. But my friend, that won't change anything. I'm being true to your soul. The old Trailblazer has no axe to grind. I'm just God's servant, I'm just his watchman on this wall here, sitting on a wall this morning with this radio, warning you to flee. Won't you turn to the Lord? Won't you fall at his feet, crying for mercy? That's whom the Lord saves. Saves those who cry for mercy. Oh, Lord, save my people. Save my family, Lord. Save my congregation. Oh, Lord. This is the old Trailblazer, folks. Would you write me and let me hear from you? Would you pray for me? Would you help me with the broadcast just a little if you possibly can? If you can't, I understand. But remember, my mailing address is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. Until next time, goodbye, and may the Lord bless you and keep you.